On today's show, GM idles production at the plant that builds the Bolt to curb inventory levels. Could Lucid Motors become part of the Lincoln lineup? And we'll take a look at the updates to the new Hyundai Sonata. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. At CES in Las Vegas this past January, the Autoline crew spotted several senior-level Ford executives going for test drives in one of Lucid Motors prototypes that was at the show. They were in a big open parking lot across the street from the convention center. And you know what? They must have liked what they saw. Now Bloomberg is reporting that Lucid Motors has approached Ford about buying the electric car startup. Lucid just got one of its cars to hit 235 miles per hour. A base rear-drive model will offer 400 horsepower, a 240-mile driving range, and start at around $60,000 before any tax credits. Officially, Ford is not commenting, but Bloomberg says it's not ruling out a deal either. You know, we think Lucid could be the perfect addition to the Lincoln lineup, and it's possible Ford could buy the entire company for less than what it would cost to tool up a purpose-built electric luxury car. As we reported last week, automakers have too much inventory levels on hand, and that's especially true for GM. It has 105 days supply, which is a 10-year high for the company. That's why GM is extending summer shutdowns at four of its plants in the U.S., including its Orion, Michigan plant that builds the Bolt EV. A GM spokesman tells Reuters it's temporarily shutting down that plant because of poor sales of the Sonic, which is also built there. It's only at 43 days supply, but its sales are down nearly 40% this year. The Bolt is at 112 days supply, but GM says its production plan hasn't changed this year. So it sounds like it may have built up a supply of Bolts, knowing that the plant would have an extended summer shutdown. Speaking of electric cars, Volkswagen says it's going to beat the pants off Tesla when it comes to pricing. That's coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
The Chevrolet Bolt and soon-to-be Tesla Model 3 are and will be the first long-range EVs to hit the market in the $30,000 price range. But Volkswagen's next EV, the ID, will make those cars look like a couple of overpriced handbags. Elon Musk has said the Model 3 will start around $35,000. But now Volkswagen's head of group strategy says the golf-sized ID will start $7,000 to $8,000 below the Tesla. That takes its starting price down into the high $20,000 range. The ID won't be out until 2019 or 2020, so you would expect prices to come down, but certainly not that much. Couple its low starting price with a range that's estimated to be on par with the Bolt and Model 3, and VW could just have a hit on its hands. Truck platooning is where several big rigs travel close together to cut down on fuel consumption. Now Swedish truck maker Scania has come up with a new way to platoon. Using sensors, cameras, and 5G wireless technology, only the lead truck has a driver. The trucks behind follow autonomously. If the front truck changes lanes, the back trucks change lanes. If the front truck brakes, the back trucks brake. Interestingly, Toyota is also part of this project. Ford just promoted Joel Piaskowski to global head of design for cars and crossovers. Piaskowski, who is 48, joined Ford in 2010 after leaving Mercedes and has moved up the ranks within the automaker. This sure looks like Piaskowski is in line to replace lead designer Maury Callum when he retires. Callum turns 60 next year. As you know, a number of new cars no longer come with spare tires, but some enterprising drug dealers found a novel way to use the spare tire well. A recent shipment of Ford Fusions from Aramisillo, Mexico to Ohio and Pennsylvania had $1 million worth of marijuana stuffed where the spare tires are usually stored. Ford says the pot was not added at the plant or its internal shipping yards and is working with the FBI. And you know what? This isn't the first time it happened. Over $1.4 million worth of marijuana was found in new fusions in Minnesota back in March. And you know what? This begs the question. How often are these drugs successfully smuggled? Hyundai just redesigned the Sonata, and coming up next, we'll show you the changes they made to the car.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
For all those who follow the auto industry here on Daily, you already know it's a crossover world out there. There are so many sport utilities and CUVs introduced each year, it almost feels like they're not even building cars anymore. But at Hyundai, they certainly are. In fact, for this South Korean brand, this year it's kind of a case of keeping up with the Joneses, or maybe the Toyotas and the Hondas, as the case may be.
I think for the 2018 Sonata, what we wanted to do was focus in on enhancing the vehicle's appeal, especially given the competitive environment in the midsize car segment. You have the all-new Camry being released right now. Very shortly, you'll have the all-new Honda Accord being released. So big segment stalwarts are being released in a very short amount of time. What we wanted to do was keep our Sonata on the top of consumers' minds, and we think that the significant mid-life cycle refresh helps accomplish that.
And it wouldn't be a refresh without a new look, right? Let's start with the outside, where almost the entire exterior has been redesigned. From the front fascia and grille, which is now cascading, to what the chief designer calls a saber line that cuts across the entire side of the vehicle, to a new look in the rear. In the end, they say what they ended up with is a Sonata with a look of athletic elegance. Meanwhile, on the inside of the car, it also got a little work as well, with a refreshed instrument panel, a three-spoke steering wheel, along with a revitalized center stack equipped with piano key buttons for some of the controls. And engineers didn't forget the technology. Starting with safety, Sonata has the usual package of standard features, but now adds blind spot detection and rear cross-traffic alert. Of course, there's Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, along with wireless charging for those whose phones are equipped, and Hyundai's BlueLink system, which can now talk to virtual assistants like Amazon Echo or Google Home. The Sonata's two top-end models with the 2-liter turbo engine are the only ones to receive the new 8-speed automatic transmission, while the other five are equipped with their packages from the previous year. The price for the refreshed 2018 Sonata starts at just over $22,000 and tops out at about $32,500. If you're interested, you should be able to find it at one of Hyundai's 800-plus dealerships around the country. But with that, we bring you to the end of today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.